Muscle Hill drawing away with every stride. Operation Hamiltonian complete.
Is Muscle Hill winning the World of Trotting Derby?
Muscle Hill winning another. Takes the American National.
Muscle Hill.
Muscle Hill.
Muscle Hill.
Muscle Hill is the story heading into this weekend's Canadian Trotting Classic. Norm Borg on Standardbred Canada's Trot Radio. And we're going to break down this weekend's CTC with Woodbine's own Mike Hamilton coming right up. Mike Hamilton, head handicapper for the WEC group on the other end of my line. And Mike, without Muscle Hill in the picture, if you look at the rest of this field, it'd be an awfully tough Canadian Trotting Classic to pick.
I would agree with you there, yeah. You know, post positions, I think, could play a factor into it. But if you took the heavy favorite out of it, yeah, I think you can make a case for four of them for sure.
Yeah, I think it's one of the deepest fields other than Muscle Hill that you've probably seen, I would think.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's just enough, you know, doubts about some of the other horses that you don't know which one of them is second best. On the right day, even a horse like Tom Can Go, he could be second best. But getting new horses, you know, that coming in, like, how'd that feel? Until last week, he'd never raced for more than a $25,000 purse, and he'd only raced for more than $10,000 once. So, you know, he just didn't have the experience to race against world-class horses. But he finished second to Muscle Hill. So, you know, I don't think there's any clear-cut runner-up, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, I've tried to look at all the categories amongst the other horses, pertaining to race flow, as you said, to see if there's any vulnerability with Muscle Hill. Got parked to an opening quarter of 27 and change. No one in this field has had to face that. You know, there is plenty of gate speed, though, from the likes of Southern Rocket Top, Explosive Matter. Even Judge Joe can get off the wings in a hurry. Is there anyone here, Mike Hamilton, that might stretch him out without hurting their chances? And if not, might we be in for a somewhat boring race flow if they all lined up behind Muscle Hill?
Well, frankly, you never know what Ron Pierce is going to do in a race. So he would be the one horse, and that's Explosive Matter. He leaves from post three, so, you know, he's in a decent spot. He could leave out of there. Now, what's his best strategy? I think he'll probably go hard, and he'll be pretty content to let Muscle Hill go, but stranger things have happened. If he, you know, either has a brain cramp or senses some vulnerability in Muscle Hill with that we don't see, he could try and stretch him out, but, you know, frankly, I don't see that happening.
It leads to my next question, which is the fact that, you know, I can see, and tell me if I'm wrong, I can see an Explosive Matter parked right behind Muscle Hill, and if somebody makes life a little difficult for Muscle Hill, we might be set up for a similar kind of finish as last year's Meadowlands Pace between the Beach and Artificial.
That was a race that I think is going to leave us scratching our heads for a long time, because horses did things in that race that they've never done before and have never done since, Artificial being, you know, the main one. Frankly, I don't see Muscle Hill getting beat in this one, and, you know, you often say that when they're such heavy favorites, but anytime I do pick against really heavy favorites at this time of the year, it's generally because you sense horses getting a little bit tired. Muscle Hill, I don't see that. You know, Dewey Cheatham and Al won this race in 2008, but he got beat in his elimination, and he was 15 cents to the dollar, and he was starting to look a little tired then. And then even though he went to Lexington, I think he won three or four in Lexington, you know, by the time the Breeders' Crown rolled around, he's the heavy favorite, and he gets beat. You know, even last year, Donato, or 2 years ago, Donato Hanover, he was starting to look a little tired by the end of the year, and, you know, Breeders' Crown time, it caught up to him.
Based on what he's done in the last two, there isn't a lot of fatigue showing on Muscle Hill. Since 1991, only five horses have won the Hambo and the CTC. Three of the five have been in the last 3 years. How would you compare a Muscle Hill to the trio before him of a Windsong's Legacy, a Donato, and a Dewey?
At this point, I think you've got to put him on par with any of those three. Donato, I think, the better of those three, and at this point, yeah, I don't know what separates Donato and Muscle Hill. You know, they've got actually an amazing amount of similarities, which is actually just working on you know, a graphic that we're going to use on the show on Saturday. And basically, they both lost their very first lifetime start and have been undefeated since. They both won the Peter Houghton in identical times. They won the Breeders' Crown as a two-year-old, and then they came into this race after the Hamiltonian World Trotting Derby and 1-9 shots in the Olympics. You know, lots of similarity between Donato and Muscle Hill. I don't know if you could even say which one is a better horse at this point.
Well, we've been very fortunate in the past 3 years to have three superlative trotters come our way in each of those years. Now, you're the handicapper. Naturally, you don't want to bet against a favorite like Muscle Hill, but do you think there's any value to be had, say, in the exotics if I box a Muscle Hill with an explosive matter in Southern Rocket Top?
I guess the one danger you get into with boxing is that, you know, you're betting three, four combinations. Only one of them's going to come in, and when you got a 1-9 shot that's depending on him winning for one of your combinations, you're really cutting your chances down. So if you can pick one horse that's going to be second to him or maybe two and just play them behind him, you get a reasonable shot there. And of course, if you think he can be beat, box him, or maybe take, you know, a $20 exactor, you know, Muscle Hill onto your favorite or your runner-up, and then a lower $2 or $4 exactor, you know, the other way on.
Yeah, I'm just looking for value here, and again, value is only as good as a ticket that's cashable. We all
yes.
get that. And
value is the most misunderstood term, I think, in racing.
I agree.
You know, there are horses that are 1-5. There is some value there. You know, not very much, but if the horse should be 1-90 and he's 1-5 or 2-5 or 3-5, well, that's relative value. To say that, you know, horses that pay $2.30 is any value is pretty ridiculous, but, you know, horses that pay $3 sometimes are value. If they should pay $2.10 and they're paying $3, that's great value.
Yeah, you're right. It's all relative. I used to work with a chap that would pick a long shot simply because he's quote-unquote looking for value. Well, your value might be in the paper that's discarded on the floor. Mike Hamilton, if I'm going to pick a top three in the CTC, who do we go with? Obviously, Muscle Hill on top.
Yeah, I'm going to put him on top. One horse that really surprised me was How'd That Feel in the eliminations. I know my colleague Greg Blanchard did a serious satellite radio phone-in show on last week, and somebody phoned in to say they were very familiar with this horse from Pocono, and they said, mark my words, this horse will shock you. And, you know, I wrote that comment off as somebody that probably didn't realize the competition he had been facing and what he's going to face, but he did shock us. He was second to Muscle Hill. He was well beaten second, but he was second. So he could improve on that. He could still be second again, but I'd look to, I think, Judge Joe, who's recently joined Tactor Stable. He's probably got the most to gain. He didn't win his elimination, but then he drew a decent post in the final. So I would say Judge Joe is my backup play. An explosive matter, he couldn't have been right, I don't think, last week. He didn't look like the same horse, and he was coming off of that scratch. So if they get him better for the final, he could be a surprise.
Speaking of horses that haven't been right and that came out of the gate last year at two, just blasting, if anybody's got the sophomore jinx, it's got to be Tom Can Go.
Yeah, and now post 10 is what he gets in the finals.
Well, it should be a great Canadian Trotting Classic, and we look forward to watching you, Mike Hamilton, along with your other broadcast partners this Saturday night. Thanks so much for this.
Oh, my pleasure, Norm.
And that'll do it for another edition of Trot Radio, produced by Boer Communications, presented by Standardbred Canada.